Sunday, March 5th. No contact with the president. We had some rain, so he moved the 7:30 departure up to 4 o'clock. On the plane coming back to Washington tonight, president had me up for virtually the entire trip. Got into some staff planning, thinking he wants to have a complete staff purge in the second term, especially wants to get the lawyers out of IRS, antitrust, etc., make changes there. He wants me now to cover with the staff the fact that there to be no more interviews because they do us no good. We're to keep iron control on this. The springboard on that was he learned from Beebe that Dom Bonafide had interviewed Aplinhoff and Elmer Bobst at Flanagan's recommendation. We got into the Buchanan resignation problem. He says he won't talk to Pat, that he thinks he should go to work for Mitchell. He's afraid he'll poison the well at the White House if we keep him there. He could write bombshells for attack purposes at the campaign organization. President's basic inclination is to let him go rather than try to keep him around. He just doesn't think it's a good idea to keep him on the staff, and that we should at least get him off the news summary because he doesn't want to have any excess negativism. He then, however, started talking about the arguments to use on Buchanan, the fact that his successor hasn't yet been trained, that if he goes, he's got to keep quiet. It would be the height of disloyalty for him to attack the president at this point. He has no right or business to talk about the communique. And I should point out that the president never said Chinese communism was good. He should look at the subtlety of the comments. The president always itemized the differences we have between them. He got into some political points. Billy Graham wants to bring his conservatives in next week for a Kissinger briefing. He wants Mitchell to be sure we go for a Democratic write-in in Florida and wants to be sure we did the same thing in New Hampshire by direct mail because we need to build the importance of Democratic support. He says he's going to use Julie and Tricia more actively between now and the election. Julie made the point to him that it's not a good idea to go to the Western White House, that we gain nothing from it in the West and stir up a lot of stories about how much it costs, etc. He then makes the point that the key thing is we must hold all disruptive forces to a minimum through the election, just to be no whining, sulking, etc. within the staff. End of March 5th.